Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, January 24th. After trading higher across the board, grains backed off during the day session, with only soybeans able to recover near the end of the day and post a positive close. So let's first take a look at corn. We've got March finishing down 6.25 cents at 363.25 after making a new six-month high at 371. Corn quickly turned back south of that old resistance level and below the 200-day moving average again to trade lower on the day. This was an outside day down and a key reversal, so not a good-looking finish on the charts. Funds were sellers of about 11,000 contracts today, which puts them short about 50,000 contracts of corn. Informa pegs U.S. corn acres this year at 90.5 million versus 94 million last year on a yield of 170.4 bushels per acre. USDA did announce a sale this morning of 125,000 tons of corn to unknown. South American Crop Scout pegs Brazil's production this year at 86 million metric tons versus the USDA's recent estimate of 86.5, and they have Argentina's production at 31 million metric tons versus the USDA's previous estimate of 36.5. Moving to the wheat, also finishing lower, March down 6.5 at 426.75, with Kansas City March down 3 cents at 441.75. Funds remain short about 100,000 contracts. If we were sellers of 3,000 to 5,000 contracts today. Informa pegs U.S. wheat acres at 45.8 million versus 50.2 million last year. And the state-by-state ratings in wheat should be out sometime next week, and the national ratings won't be coming out until April, so we'll have to keep an eye on that to see what the dryness and then later the ice did to the wheat, especially in Kansas and Oklahoma. Taking a look at soybeans, March was able to finish the day up 0.75 cents at 1058.5, with November also up 0.75 cents at 1026. High in the day in March at 1068 and trading below support at 1052. The low of the day was 1051.25, with a late rally to get into positive territory. Informa pegs bean acres this year at 88.6 million versus 83.4 million last year. The USDA announced a sale of 163,000 tons of beans to unknown and 112,000 tons of beans to Mexico. Weather in Argentina looks to be dry over the next 8 to 10 days. Question is what kind of rain comes in on the back of that forecast. In outside markets, we've got the dollar right now up 15.5 points at 100.28. Crude oil up 40 cents a barrel at 53.15. Stock market currently up 133 points, and we've got gold trading down $7.70 an ounce at $1,208 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.